Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on December 9th, 2015. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm great, Jackie. And of course, it's the holidays.
It is the holidays. It is
Hanukkah started on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Lots of people are spinning their dreidels and eating latkes, which is one of my favorite activities. and my friend Mindy, he's eating lots of donuts. Yes, he loves donuts. But not only is Hanukkah going on, but there's another great South Bay tradition coming up, which we are so excited about, and every year it's an amazing event. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Joan Smith and Jim Morrell from the King Harbor Yacht Club. Joan Smith is a lifetime South Bay resident currently residing in Rancho Palos Verdes. She's retired from the Toyota Motor Sales USA Torrance headquarters as the Corporate Human Resources Manager. Joan is a longtime member of the King Harbor Yacht Club and for the third year is the event chair for the King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade. Now, Jim Murrell has been a member of King Harbor Yacht Club since 2003. He was Commodore of the club in 2012 and will serve as president of the King Harbor Youth Foundation in 2016. Jim is an avid competitive sailboat racer on both the Far 30 and Far 40 design classes. He competed in the 2011 World Championships in the Far 30 class and the 2014 and 15 World Championships for the Far 40 class. Jim has been racing since he moved to California in 1994 from New York City. Now, Joe, this morning our guests are going to share all the details about this year's King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade, which will take place this Saturday night, December 12th. Jim, Joan, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Well, thanks for having us. We're glad to be here.
And I second that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you both for joining us. And we love, love, love the King Harbor Boat Parade. What a tradition. Joan, give us a sense of the history of this event, because it really is a South Bay tradition.
It really is, and I appreciate the opportunity to share it with your listeners. This is actually the 24th year that King Harbor Yacht Club is bringing you the Holiday Boat Parade. It was started by one of the women's groups, Night Watch, by Ines and Hal Davidson, 24 years ago. And, you know, we have a beautiful marina, and we had holiday boat parades going on at other locations, mm-hmm. and we thought, you know, Redondo Beach needs their own boat parade. So it has gotten bigger and better every year since it originated.
It really is quite an event, and it's obviously the boats and the skippers of each boat, you know, put tremendous amounts of effort into decorating their boats, and there's the lights and everything. But now, how long has the tradition of adding the stand-up paddle boards been a tradition? Because that's really spectacular as well.
I agree. For anybody who's seen the parade in the last couple of years, we actually started the paddleboarders 2 years ago, so this will be the third year. We had 65 of them in the parade last year. They just make one round, but they are just so much fun to watch. And
right. They
go out at about 4:30, so I would urge anybody that can get down to the marina to come down and see them. They'll be in costume, they'll have lights on their boards, and it'll be just a really fun way to start the parade.
Right.
That was so fun seeing the paddleboarders. They do as much work on their paddleboards as the boat skippers do. I mean, there were elves and Santas and angels and dogs and reindeer and all sorts of things on those paddleboards.
Right. Lots of dogs.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's one of the most exciting things about it is that really all the watermen in the harbor are really invited to participate, and it's a wonderful event on that score. But Jim, give us a sense of the festivities and kind of the overall agenda for the day, the December 12th coming up.
Well, it starts, as Joan said, about 4:30. The stand-up paddle boards are going to go around. That is something you don't want to miss. And for anyone listening, you want to get down to the harbor early because everywhere, the yacht club gets packed, all the sides that you can view, the pier gets crowded over by Portofino. It just gets crowded everywhere. So I encourage people to come down early. The festivities... the yacht club gets packed. We have all kinds of people and members that get seats and sit on their boats. And it's just, it just starts the Christmas season out with boats and lights and holiday music and a lot of Santa Clauses out there on the boats.
Right.
A lot of kids, too, which is great.
Now, of course, we're going to talk about the King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade today, and we're going to get all those details. We're going to give you contact information. Joan, can people still enter their boats, or is it too late now?
Oh, that was top of my list, so I'm glad you asked. It is not too late. We are still looking for anyone who has a boat that would like to get out on the water with us or has a paddleboard or a canoe or a kayak, any kind of vessel, is more than welcome to participate. We would ask you to go onto our website, which is khyc.org, and there's a registration site for boaters and there's a registration site for the paddle craft.
Okay, good.
And one thing I'd like to mention, the Redondo Pier is having their annual holiday concert on the pier and Santa Claus. I believe that's from 3 to 5, the same day, the 12th. Mm-hmm. So, you can make a whole day of it down there. You can go over to the pier first, and then you could, go to other viewing points to see the boat parade.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, as I say, we're going to get into more details, and of course, there the boats, $25 entrance fee, stand-up paddle boards, $15 entrance fee, but we'll get all those details up. But we want to talk about the event in pieces, because there's so many great pieces to this event. It's not just the holiday boat parade, but then there's the story about the Grand Marshal. And of course, this year Disappearance is going to be the Grand Marshal boat again. Is that right, Jim?
That's correct.
I'm sorry. Jim, you can go ahead.
No, I was going to say Disappearance has been our Grand Marshal boat for many, many years.
Right.
And again this year, they'll be out there.
Great, wonderful, beautiful boat. Of course, from Body Glove, and that's a great tradition. And then the Grand Marshal, Joan, Denise Austin. Tell us a little bit about how that came about, because there's always a story behind the Grand Marshal.
There is indeed. We're delighted to have Denise with us. We do a search every year for possible Grand Marshal candidates, and she was actually nominated by the Maestro family, who has known her for quite some time. She just recently moved back to the South Bay area. She has two daughters that are attending USC. So she lives in Hermosa Beach, and she just seemed to be a great fit for what we were trying to do with the boat parade. And so we're just really excited to have her aboard, and she'll be riding on the Disappearance and acknowledging all the crowds as she goes by and joining us at the Yacht Club.
Wow.
Well, for the people who don't know, who is Denise Austin?
Okay. You mean somebody doesn't know?
there might be one or two.
Yeah. No, actually, Denise has had the longest-running fitness show in television history. She's a real fitness pioneer. She's authored over 12 books on fitness, has more than 24 exercise videos. She recently started her own line of fitness equipment, and then she served also two terms on the President's Council of Physical Fitness and Sports. So she's just a great ambassador for South Bay living and our healthy lifestyles, and from all reports, she's just a wonderful person. So we're looking forward to having her.
That's fantastic. Really excited about that and everything that's going on. And, of course, I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about the sponsors, because we really love appreciating in a special way. We have this format where we have, you know, an hour to talk about things. And when we talk about events, you can't do an event like this without sponsorship. So Jim, why don't we talk about some of the sponsors? Because you've got the brand name sponsors from the South Bay. They're amazing.
We've been actively looking for sponsors, and Joan can speak a little bit more about it.
Sure.
So Joan, you actually have the list of our sponsors.
I do indeed. Sponsors are really critical for the event. Obviously, there's some cost in putting it on that the sponsors help to defray. But we're also, and we'll probably talk about this in a little bit, we're as part of the process, hoping to raise money for our three charities. So the sponsor contributions really help with that effort. But we have most of our sponsors are returning sponsors. In fact, all but one. We've got CenterCal, who's very much involved in the marina, and Jim could probably tell you more about CenterCal, as well as AES. Toyota is a third-time sponsor, the corporate headquarters here in Torrance.
Mm-hmm.
Chevron, long-term sponsor. And, of course, the King Harbor Association, some of their events that are going to be occurring on the same day. South Bay Galleria is returning, so this will be their second year.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a new sponsor, which is the Bay Club. And we're really excited about the Bay Club because they will be underwriting the expense of providing the public viewing bleachers. And that was something we started last year. They're free. We encourage families to come down. It's one of the best locations to see the parade, right next to Moonstone Park. So, again, come early to get your bleacher seats, but I would encourage you to check that out.
That's fantastic. Now, I know, Jackie, we had a list of questions. Do you have that list in front of you?
I do.
I just want to make sure.
What we really want to hear about, we're early in the show, is I want to hear the history of it.
Right.
I don't even know if Jim or Joan were around then, but seriously, how did it come about? What was the first year like?
you know, how did people decorate their boats 25 years ago? Like, how did they get into it? If one of you could speak about that, we'd love to hear it.
Well, I mean, I'll let Joan talk about how they started. I can just tell your listeners that decorating, one thing you have to remember is these are boats. So trying to decorate a boat and keep all the power going to keep the lights and the music and the, it gets really hard. You actually have to borrow all the generators you can from your friends, and it's really a trick to keep those boats lit and the music going and the lights on and everything running. So when you put your boat in the parade, it becomes a logistical nightmare to figure out how to power everything. So that's always an issue. But as far as the first boats, I unfortunately was not around. And Joan maybe can speak more to that.
Well, I'm in the same situation as Jim. So, you know, I've heard some of the history with the how it started and the idea that was, you know, just first a brainchild of one of our members, and it's grown since then. But I imagine there were all kinds of challenges, because I know today it's still difficult to get the word out and let the boaters know that we'd like them to participate. And it's a big commitment on their part to, as Jim said, to decorate their boats. And it takes time, expense, imagination, because you've seen how creative some of the entries are. And we have prizes based on best costumes or best animation, best sound. So there's a lot of ways, you know, people's efforts can be recognized, but it's still a big commitment.
Right.
And I was talking to Hal and Ines when they were, back when they started, they had been going to Marina Del Rey, and they just felt it was a long way to drive, and we had a beautiful harbor here. So they decided to start a boat parade down here. Hal and Ines have been members of our club for a long time, and Ines was in charge of Night Watch at that time. Night Watch is our women's group, and they just pulled together as a group and said, we're doing a boat parade, and Ines spearheaded it, and I'm not sure how many boats they had that first year, but it has grown in the last 24 years to be the event that it is today, all with Ines's idea.
Right. Joan, yeah. How many boats do we have registered so far?
We have 16 registered to date. We're having our meeting tonight with the skippers, and we usually get a number of boaters that haven't registered that come to that meeting. So we anticipate it will be over 20 boats.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think they normally have, you know, between 25 and 30 boats each year. All those latecomers.
Right.
But I remember a couple of years ago when you first introduced the paddle boarders, and I remember watching them and thinking, are those lights that they have? I was so freaked out, you know, because water, electricity, you know, don't mix so well. And I was like, oh my goodness, you know, I hope they don't fall in the water, you know. but what Jim was saying about how much work it is to get these boats decorated and powered. And I remember a couple of years ago, one of the most beautifully decorated boats, the owner was an electrician. Do you remember that? In my opinion, it was the best lit boat. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. I later found out that the skipper is an electrician by trade. So, That came in handy for him.
Oh, and Jackie, there's people that started 2 weeks ago with starting to create their decorations and come up with their themes, and it's an all-out effort. You'll see down on the dock, you know, 10, 15 people just scurrying around and hanging lights, and it's a major production, and people take a lot of pride. You know, I was talking to a guy in the dock the other day, is I'm going to win this year, and we're dedicated. We got the people working already. So it's a pride thing, too, to win the boat parade.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. And you just mentioned it. Tell us about this year's theme.
Well, this year's theme is Tropical Holidays. we just thought, you know, with here we are in Southern California and our beautiful weather, it's going to be a little bit colder than what we would like, but it's going to be nice. So we just thought we would kind of, you know, celebrate the environment that we have here. So.
Right.
And speaking of weather, it always plays a huge factor in, you know, the night of the boat parade.
Right.
I remember a couple of years ago, man, we had zero wind. And it was perfect. There was, you know, there was no high tide or anything. Jim, can you speak to that about how important it is? Because, you know, the path that the boats and everybody takes, weather allowing, they can go a little further out than they might otherwise.
Yeah, we're definitely, as Joan said, we're hoping for great weather, because if it's nice and calm, it allows the boats to go outside of the marina and go in front of the pier, and they go three times around.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the nicer the weather is, the better it is, because we've had a couple years where we got blown out. We actually had 1 year where the Harbor Patrol had to drive everybody around and view the boats staying in their slips because it was so windy. You can just imagine a bunch of boats getting blown around the harbor. But that's not forecast for this year, so listeners don't have to worry about that. It's going to be nice. But, yeah, the boats make three trips around. If it's nice enough, which we foresee that it is, they'll go out in front of the Redondo Pier and come back in, make three transits of the harbor. Everybody can cheer and yell for their favorite boat.
Fantastic. I love it. Now, of course, I do want to ask you, Jim, about the King Harbor Youth Foundation. It's such a wonderful charity, and I know that you said, Joan, that you have three charities. Can you tell us, Joan, first of all, what are the three charities that you're raising money for this year with the King Harbor Boat Parade?
Did you say Jim or Joan?
Well, I'm sorry, I switched. Joan, what are the three charities total? What are they? And then we'll talk to Jim about the Youth Foundation.
Perfect. We're very excited about our charities because they all benefit the South Bay area and they all benefit children and teens. So the first charity is, of course, the King Harbor Youth Foundation, and Jim can tell you a little bit more about that.
Okay.
But we also have the Santa Monica Bay Maritime Training, which formerly was the Sea Scouts, their ship 618. And so they work with usually teenagers and younger children as well in providing maritime training.
Hmm.
And then our third charity, which was selected by Denise Ostrin, is the P.S. I Love You Foundation. And that really is focused on providing enrichment programs for kids here in the South Bay that may be at some risk. They just need that something extra in their lives, some help with their self-esteem, to really grow to their full potential. And so they have any number of programs that they are offering the children here in the area.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Can you tell us again about the Sea Scouts? How do you get how does somebody, if they want to become a Sea Scout, how does that happen?
Jim, are you able to field that one?
Yeah, I can speak to that. We host, as Joan said, Ship 618. At the yacht club, and they meet regularly. And you can come down and join the Sea Scouts anytime they have a regular meeting. And basically, their mission is to get kids on the water. They do kayaking. They do some power boating. They do some sailing. They have donated boats that they take their kids out on, and they work on the boats as a learning experience. They maintain the boats as a learning experience. And they... they're just a great group of guys who like to get on the water and as Sea Scouts. And they have badges and programs similar to the Boy Scouts. You can get your merit badges and move up in different programs.
Oh, so any kid, any local kid can come down and join.
Absolutely.
Oh man, you know, I wish I was a kid again. I would do that.
I was so impressed when I met them. I came in, I hadn't met some of the kids before. They helped us out on one of our fundraisers. And they were the most polite young men. I mean, every one of them stood up the minute I walked in, shook my hand. It's just wonderful training for the kids as well.
Now, is it actually, I mean, is it a an offshoot of the Boy Scouts of America?
It started as an offshoot of the Boy Scouts of America, and they've had a recent change, and I can't speak exactly to that, but they follow the same, if they're not still affiliated, they follow the same principles with training young men and women to be good citizens with the merit badge programs and the teaching programs, and their week they meet weekly at this point.
I see.
I love these programs. These are great programs. I mean, how do people find out about it?
You can actually go on. Well, I can speak to the Youth Foundation in a minute, but you can go on khyc.org and see our different programs. You can for the Youth Foundation. We have the khyf.org or King Harbor Youth Foundation.org website.
Well, then let's talk about that. Let's talk about the King Harbor Youth Foundation for a minute, Jim.
Well, the King Harbor Youth Foundation was organized back in 1974 by Fritz Dawson, who was one of our Commodores, and it is closely, it is part of the Yacht Club. But we broke off back then as a 501(c), so we could take boat donations and charitable donations and let them be tax-free to people. Mm-hmm. But we're on the Yacht Club premises. We're part of the Yacht Club. We're just organized as a 501(c). Our mission is to also get kids on the water, teach them how to sail. We have, at this point in time, we have 4 high school teams that are sponsored out of the Yacht Club. And then we have a very active, we get kids out as early as 8 years old, and we get them in our, what we call our opties, which are our little one-person boats. And we have a green fleet for the very beginners. We have a blue fleet, a red fleet, and a champ fleet. And basically, as you get better and more experienced, you graduate through the different fleets. But nothing is better than to see our green fleet, which is our little 8- and 9-year-olds, out by themselves in the water, sometimes on the ocean, sailing their boat around. And it just, it teaches the kids how to sail. We actually have an adult sailing class as well, to learn to sail classes, four high school teams. We go to regattas all over California. We have great coaching, and it's just a great program to get kids in the water. And I also must add, it is not just for Yacht Club members. It is open to the public. And we have, as I said, the 4 high school teams. But we also, one of our big focuses is our summer sailing program. We have 8 weeks in the summer where we teach the public. You can drop your kid like any of the camps around town. You can come to the Youth Foundation, and we'll spend the day teaching your kids how to sail.
Now, I love the URL, King Harbor Youth Foundation, khyf.org. Very easy to find. And also, Jim, you're saying that here in the South Bay, if you're close, but it's open to the public, so, you know, if you're very close, 10 miles, 20 miles, you can, your kid can learn how to sail?
We have different programs for different kids. If you just want to learn to sail, we have 2 classes in the spring and fall it's intro to sailing, and you don't have to have any experience. Come down, and we'll teach your kid the basics of sailing. And then further in every level in between, we also have our 4 high school race teams, and you know, we sponsor the local 4 high schools race teams for them. We have coaching and go to high school regattas, and we take care of that level too. We've had our kids go to New Zealand and Australia and compete. We, you know, we send kids all over California.
Wow,
that's amazing. You know, I love it when I'm either down on the strand or sometimes from my house, I can see the different regattas coming out. But the little kids in the little boats, they're so cute. They come out, a whole bunch of them come out. They're like little sunfish. Is that right, Jim?
They're called opties. It's a worldwide class of beginning boats for one person, and just imagine being an 8-year-old out on the ocean all by yourself in your own boat. Now, let me paraphrase that. We have coaches in coach boats all around.
Yeah.
Anybody, we don't just send them out there all by themselves to face the elements. No, nope. We've got our coach boats that stay with them at all times. But
yeah, I've seen them. I've seen them in the harbor, and they are just darling.
Oh, an 8-year-old learning to sail, just it warms my heart, because that's why we do it.
It's and we we have to underscore that it's not just about the details, the technical aspects of sailing, but it builds confidence. It builds an appreciation for the environment and an appreciation for nature. How powerful that is. It's just amazing.
I got to throw a story in here. I've been involved with the Youth Foundation for a while, but before that I would take some of the Youth Foundation kids out sailing when I went. And I've seen a couple of kids that maybe were having trouble in high school or just having issues. And by going through the Youth Foundation and getting exactly what you said, that confidence of being in a boat, racing and being in control and being out in the ocean, I've seen real marked improvement, and they seemed like their issues in high school went away. They've just grown on to become just great young men and women. And it's helped. And I'd like to say it was, a lot of it from the program, but I can't prove that. But that's my gut feel, that the program really helped them.
Right. Well, I'm sure that's true. I really do. There are many different kinds of programs that attempt to do that, but there's something special about the elements and the ocean that it just forces you to respect the ocean. You really. The ocean, you cannot ignore it.
No, you cannot. It is Mother Nature, and it can be unforgiving at times. So, yeah, it teaches you a lot of respect for life.
Right.
Okay, we need to take a commercial break and thank a sponsor.
Excellent break, ladies and gentlemen. King Harbor Youth Foundation, khyf.org. You are listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking about the King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade, a fantastic event here in the South Bay, a great tradition. We're loving it, and there's more to come. We'll be talking about that some more. If you'd like to ask a question, if you have a boat, if you have a stand-up paddleboard and you want to ask a question about how to enter and where to enter and all that, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And, of course, we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
All right, we're back, and so exciting. Joan, we're at the back half of the show now, and I just want to make sure, have we left anything out that you'd like for us to cover, Joan?
Well, let me just mention, we talked a little bit about coming early, and the parking can be somewhat difficult to find, but I wanted to let everybody know that the Redondo Beach Main Library is going to keep their parking structure open, and it would be free parking for anyone who wants to utilize it. They'll keep it open till 9 o'clock, so you can come down early and then walk on down to the marina. I mentioned the bleachers already. That's just going to be a wonderful viewing spot, so I would encourage people to head on over there along Marina Way.
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing we haven't talked about, Joe, you and Jackie helped us with this 2 years ago.
Yes.
We are going to have a live broadcast.
Fantastic.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Tell us all about that.
We started the tradition with you, of course, 2 years ago, and this will be our third attempt at broadcasting it live. We're still working out all the details, but for anyone that can't get down to the marina that night or is in the parade and has family and friends that are located elsewhere or any of the restaurants that don't have good views,
right,
they will be able to tune in the parade.
Right.
And what I would urge your listeners to do, if they would go onto our website, this is the khyc.org website, we will have the link posted there. Should be by the end of the day today, but unfortunately I don't have it at this time.
Mm-hmm. One of, you know, Joan, that was, I have to say, that was one of my favorite memories of all of the broadcasts that we've done in the last 5 years. That was one of my favorite memories. Of course, the Yacht Club invited my wife, and we were able to share that with my wife, and we just had an amazing time. And you have to know that we got messages from Japan. We got messages from people that had lived in the South Bay and had moved to, I want to say, it was like Seattle, that were able to see the boat parade and participate. It was
Portland.
There
was somebody that had a boat registered in the parade, and their family was watching up in Portland.
Right. That was phenomenal. So I'm so glad that you're continuing that and enhancing that, because it really is an event that people all over the world can enjoy. It is that special, ladies and gentlemen. It's just that special. And I also want to highlight, you said that at Moonstone Park on Marina Way, you're going to have bleachers, but you also have a food truck. Is that correct?
We do indeed, yes.
Ooh.
So people will be able to get a hot beverage or, you know, a bite to eat if they're so inclined, or they
right.
can mosey on down in the marina, any number of the restaurants. Portofino opens their lobby bar, and they have a full Bailing Kitchen menu there. Any number of the restaurants, Joe's Crab Shack, has great views. So, yeah, if anybody wants to check out the best viewing spots or more information, again, if they would go on to the website, they'll be able to get that information.
Now, the main library is Pacific Coast Highway and Diamond. It's Diamond, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
I think it's 405 Pacific Coast Highway?
Okay.
I think it is.
405 Pacific Coast
Highway. It's right by the police station and City Hall.
Right. Right by the police station, City Hall. And that
so anybody that's ever been arrested will know where the library is. I've never been arrested, but I had to go bail a friend out of there once.
the good times, the good
yeah.
times, and wonderful. And now I have to ask: is this the first time that the main library has opened their parking and stayed open late?
No, they did it last year for us as well. I think last year though was the first time.
Okay.
just the parking is limited, as you know, down there.
Sure. No, that's fantastic. Normally I would, you know, when you know, the fireworks and things like that, I would counsel people to park at the high school. Often there's parking at the high school, and they seem to be okay with that. But that's kind of tight now. A lot of people are a lot of events going on and all that, so there needs to be more parking, that's for sure.
There can never be too much parking.
Never,
never. Never,
never.
But, you know, you can also ride your bike down.
You could.
Yep.
And the pier has great parking, so
right.
there are other alternatives.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, the marina, the pier, yeah, there's parking down there, but, you know, parking, traffic and parking is always troublesome, so, yeah, ride your bike down.
I think anyone who's new to the South Bay, who's moved into the South Bay in the last couple of years, may not have experienced the King Harbor Yacht Club boat parade, the holiday boat parade. They have to come down and see this. Bring your family, bring your neighbors, bring your relatives, because they will have an experience that they will talk about for years to come. It's just that special. Now, of course, Bobby Christian is joining us, I believe, so let's see if we can get Bobby on the line. Bobby Christian, are you there?
I'm here, and I got tons of events coming up, both for chamber members and for the community at large.
Awesome, awesome, Bobby. Welcome. And I want to ask you, Bobby, first, what is your earliest memory of the King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade?
That would probably be... I went to it the first time about 4 years ago, I think. I'm not a California native, so I don't go back that far.
That's fine. No, that's fine. I just wanted to know what your first memory was, because it's kind of that, you know, once you've done it your first time, you're real native or you're candidate for the South Bay Badge of Honor.
Thanks. I'll wear that badge with honor.
Awesome. What's going on, Bobby?
Well, we got a bunch of events. We got so many events coming up in the community, but also in the chamber. And this weekend, and in the next week. So let me start with the chamber event. Tomorrow there's a network cafe at Joe's Crab Shack. That's going to be from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's $25 for chamber members, or $30 for non-members. You have to RSVP. So if you want to attend tomorrow's network cafe, you need to give us a call at 310-376-6911 or go online to our website, redondochamber.org. Then next Tuesday, we have a ribbon cutting for the opening of the Slider Shop, which I think is going to be delicious. I'm really excited about this place. It's going to be from 2 to 2:30. And then the next day, so next Wednesday, is the annual holiday mixer at Kincaid. That's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30, $20 for chamber members, $5 for chamber members, $20 for non-members. There's some raffle prizes and a bunch of real fun things that we're planning for that event. So if you are a member from the chamber, if you don't go to every event, you have to go to this event. This is the big event of the year, I guess, the big holiday event of the year. So we hope to see you all there. Again, if you're not a member of the chamber, or if you'd like to attend one of these events at RSVP, you can give us a call at 310-376-6911. Now, we also have a ton of events going on in the community. I know you guys have been talking about the boat parade, which is this Saturday. That's really exciting. But we have a bunch of events even before that. So tomorrow at 5:30 is the menorah lighting at South Bay Galleria. The Jewish Community Center of South Bay, Beach Cities is putting it on. At 4 o'clock, they're going to be crafts set up for the kids. And then at 5:30 is the menorah lighting. That's at South Bay Galleria. Then on Friday, we have the Morrell House and Queen Anne Museum open for Victorian Holiday Party and Toy Drive. It's going to have entertainment, hors d'oeuvres, and all kinds of fun for the people coming. And entrance is one unwrapped toy valued at $10. And then finally, this Saturday, there's a bunch of events going on Saturday. Starting at 9 p.m., we have Ruby's Christmas Car Show. Then at 3 p.m., we have the 5th Annual Holiday Concert and Santa on the Pier. And then, of course, at 4 p.m., the King Harbor Boat Parade kicks off, and that's going to go into the evening. Just a quick note, I heard you guys talking about parking, where to park. Through this Saturday, so the 12th through January 2nd, parking at the pier from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. is free. So if you're looking to come to any of these events, starting on Saturday, always consider parking at the pier. Traffic might be a little bit more complicated getting out for some of the bigger events, but it's free parking right on the water. And especially if you have family coming in town or if you want to do something special during the holidays, park on the pier. I mean, come visit all the shops. Sometimes people are afraid to park at the pier because they don't want to get charged the few dollars it is to park there. So take this opportunity to really explore some of the shops that have opened up on the pier and on the International Boardwalk.
Right. Right. Very, very key.
And we love free parking.
We love free parking. And I have to highlight one of your announcements, Bobby. Slider Stop, 2315 Artesia Boulevard, is kind of a dream come true for me. I'm from Chicago, and many people who know the East Coast or the mid coast, as we used to call it, the White Castle hamburgers. Now there are no White Castles in California. They're not coming this way, and so the ultimate original slider from 1921 is White Castle hamburgers, and they just don't exist out here. And Slider Stop actually has a classic, which is pretty close. Not good. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's pretty close. And then the other things that they do is just unbelievable, like a fried chicken slider. It's crazy.
Mm.
Fried chicken and mashed potatoes on a slider. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I'm from the South originally, so we had some White Castles, but Crystal was our big thing. So I'm going to have to see if it measures up to Crystal, because we don't get those out here either.
All right. Well, I just wanted to give them a shout-out. They're an amazing group of people, and I wish them well. And they're going to have a ribbon cutting soon, so come on down.
Yeah, they probably have samples of the ribbon cutting, Joe. You should go.
When is the ribbon cutting again, Bobby?
The ribbon cutting for the Slider Stop is going to be next Tuesday at 2 o'clock.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Bobby Christian, marketing for the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. Thank you for that. Any final thoughts, Bobby?
I hope everyone's having a happy holiday season. It was great to see everyone turn out for the Riviera holiday stroll. That was a lot of fun, and again, it's going to be so much fun. I love when you can do special holiday activities all day long.
Right.
It just, I don't know, gives me a warm feeling, so I'm excited about Saturday.
Right, and we have to point out, these events, most of them are free. Many of them are easily accessible. Parking is always an issue. Plan ahead. But you can really plan to have a fabulous holiday weekend without cost, whether you want to attend a menorah lighting or whether you want to attend one of the best holiday boat parades in the country. Your weekend is coming up. Thank you so much, Bobby.
Let me say one more thing real quick.
Yes.
The Visitors Bureau has been sponsoring monthly recaps of the best photos of Redondo Beach or events taking place in Redondo Beach. We've had a huge turnout for it, and we love getting more and more photos from the community. So if you're going to be taking pictures throughout the holiday season or throughout your year, make sure you hashtag them with hashtag Visit Redondo, and you could be included in our monthly wrap-up.
Ooh. Hashtag Visit Redondo. Excellent. Thank you. Well, we're back to the holiday boat parade. We're just thrilled and could not be more excited, Joan. This is a fantastic event. You're doing a fantastic job, Joan. How many years have you been the boat parade chair?
This is actually my third year of doing it, Joe, and it's never the same. Each year has different challenges, but it's just been a really, really fun event to try to coordinate.
Well, it's fantastic. You're doing a fabulous job. And
yeah, and one more time, let's mention, thank those sponsors and all the volunteers. You know, Joan is doing this. She's a volunteer.
Right.
Our whole committee, volunteers. None of this stuff would get done without the volunteers
and the fabulous sponsors.
Right.
And Joe and Jackie, let me just throw in, I've watched Joan for the last 3 years, and I don't think people realize the amount of work that Joan throws into this. So I'm from the Youth Foundation, who's one of the recipients of the benefits of the boat parade. We just want to thank Joan because we realize how much work she does, and I know the Yacht Club couldn't do it without her. So thank you, Joan.
Very, very welcome.
Joan, do you take a big vacation once this is all said and done?
I do, as a matter of fact. I've already got 2 skiing trips planned and a trip to Kauai. So, yeah, we'll be out and about starting in January.
Right.
Good for you.
No, it's an amazing event. It is a world-class event, no question about it. Joan, do you want people to actually send you emails for questions and comments and all that?
That would be wonderful, Joe. And I'm still looking for boats and paddleboarders. So if you have any interest at all, let me know and I'll give you the details. But I'll be happy to respond to anyone who wants to send me an email with questions.
Okay. Is your contact information on the flyer correct?
It is. It's just J. Smith, RPV, for Rancho Palos Verdes, but just RPV at AOL.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
Joe and Jackie, we should throw in there, there's many different trophies that are given out. There's not just one trophy. Joan, how many different trophies do we give out? I know it is several.
Yes, there are. There's actually 9 trophies. So depending on the size of your boat, that we give sometimes duplicate trophies, one for the boats that are 32 feet and under and those that are over 32 feet.
Right.
But we have our grand prize, the best overall and also best execution of the theme is one of our top prizes. So there's lots of ways that we want to recognize the boaters. And there's also 5 paddlecraft trophies that are given out. We have 6 judges that will judge the paddlecraft, and we have 3 judges that will judge the boats as they come around on their 3 laps. So, we really appreciate everyone's efforts at committing to make this a success for us. And again, the boaters and paddle boarders, which we couldn't have the parade without them.
Right, no.
And you get a lot of paddle boarders, don't you?
We do. And, they're the 3 paddle shops, Olympus and Tarzan and Paddle Shop. They all
Paddle House.
Thank you. They're all big supporters, and they will turn out en masse and have large groups of paddlers out there. But you don't have to be affiliated with one of the paddle houses. Just go on the site though and register, so we know you're going to be out there on the water.
Right.
Paddleboarding, the fastest growing water sport in the world.
And I just want to underscore that you don't want to just show up with your paddleboard. You do want to register, because then they can manage who starts, who is in the middle, and who ends, and organize it. So don't just show up with your paddleboard jump in the water.
Yeah, you got to register. If you want to win prizes, you got to register.
You have to register. I want to highlight Joan's email again. That's J. Smith, RPV, J. Smith, Rancho Palos Verdes, RPV at AOL.com. And do you give out your phone number, Joan?
I do.
Oh, all right. It's on the flyer here. I'm wondering.
I would much rather talk to people that have an interest in the boat parade than all the sales calls that I get.
Of course. Well, you're welcome to give out your phone number if you would like.
Sure. It's 310-541-6453.
Okay. And that's wonderful. I think it's something that we cannot stress enough. You will appreciate this for years. Organize your groups, get them. This is more memorable, I think, in my personal opinion, more memorable than getting, these huge parties that they organize for the fireworks. And people do organize huge parties for the fireworks, but they will have a more of an impact if they organize a party to go and participate in the holiday boat parade. You can go to various restaurants and participate. They'll be holding or access to the live internet, radio, and video telecast. So hopefully more and more restaurants, local restaurants, will be involved in that way. Just fantastic. Yes, Joe.
By the way, Joe, the broadcast starts at 5 o'clock. It'll be 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
Standard time.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. And Jim, any thoughts from your side?
No, I think you've kind of given people the get that excitement going, because it is a wonderful event. You, as Jackie said, you can make a full day of it. You can go down to the pier, right, come and watch the boat parade, frequent your favorite restaurant afterwards. It's a fun day. It's a great day on the water.
The Ruby's Car Show too. So that'll be earlier in the day. Yeah, you could literally get down there early, go to the car show, then go over to the pier, then come over to the marina. You can eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner down there.
I really love this, and Saturday's a fantastic day for it. So people are going to have a great time.
Hey, Joe, I have one thing I want to mention before
Jackie.
The show ends tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. The city of Redondo Beach is going to hold a DEIR workshop regarding the Redondo waterfront. It's going to be at the main branch library, the same library we were talking about where you can park for the boat parade. So anything and everything you want to know about the proposed waterfront development, go to there tonight. Go tonight. It's big, important stuff. So.
Jackie, if I could echo on that, it is very important. There's a 6,000-page environmental impact report out there, and we need to get people down there to, you know, whatever their comments are. It's time for the public to in support of or not support of whatever your thoughts are, but definitely important to get down there.
And what I want to stress, what's very important, I posted this on my website, don't listen to other people. You know, everybody's got their opinion. Everybody needs to educate themselves on this. Don't just listen to what this person's saying or this person's saying. Everybody has their own opinion. You want the facts, go to this workshop.
Right.
Okay?
And there will be another one on January 9th, just FYI.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. They're doing a series of them, yeah.
Right. So that's today, December 9th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the city's main library, 303 North Pacific Coast Highway, second floor.
Oh, 303. Sorry, I had it wrong.
Okay, second floor. And then Saturday, January 9th of 2016, from 9 to 1 at the Crown Plaza Hotel, there will be another workshop of these three public workshops. The last one was November 21st.
Right.
Looking forward to it. This is fantastic. Jackie, I think I'm coming as well.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Yeah. Okay, so let's hang out.
All right.
Awesome. Joan Smith, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, I thank both of you. I so appreciate this opportunity to talk to your listeners and let them know about what's going on and the boat parade. And thank you both for being such strong supporters of it. I really appreciate it.
I cannot think. I mean, there's so many fantastic events that go on in the South Bay, but right now at the top of my list is the King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade. The spectacle, the sense of community, sense of history is just fantastic.
I'm thinking the danger.
Right.
I'm only kidding.
Okay. No, you mean like your Olympics, right?
Yeah. Right. No, the electricity, the water, the electricity, the water.
And Jim, thank you so much. And of course, you're going to be heading up the King Harbor Youth Foundation soon, right?
I am for 2016. So any of your listeners, if we have adult sailing for them, and if they have kids, you know, please go to khyf.org, check out our Learn to Sail programs, our summer sailing, the high school teams. Please, you know, check it out. It's a great program in the South Bay.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jim, for joining us. And It's going to be a great weekend. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. We'll see you all tomorrow at 8 a.m. for South Bay Spotlight. And thank you.
We're going to have Assemblyman David Hadley on tomorrow as our guest.
Oh, excellent, excellent,
yes.
Excellent. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.